健康、时尚、美食、出行，尽在衣食住行。
每周五晚9:30，请锁定 AM1150西雅图中文电台。
各位听众，大家好，欢迎收听星期五晚上的专家论坛，我是 Alani。那么今天我们请到的嘉宾是 King County 的Communication Specialist Mary Redbourn. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. So tonight's interview is going to be in English. So what we plan to do is to just chat and then have our interpreter jump right on to translate, including my questions and Mary's answer together. Sounds cool?
Yes, 好，今天呢，欢迎大家来收听我们每周五晚上的专家论坛。今天我们的嘉宾是，西雅图卫生部的，通信联络专家，Mary 女士啊。那我们今天的采访呢，会是以英文的方式来进行，然后我在其中呢，可能会择机把它translate 翻译成中文。开始，
感谢我们的翻译陆一。Okay, hi Mary. So my first question is going to be, what is the current status of COVID-19 in King County?
那第一个问题呢，是我们现在 COVID-19 这个状况在我们 King County 金县呢，现在是情况怎么样了呢？
Thank you. 你好。Status. It has been 1 week since King County moved into phase 2 of the governor's safe start plan.
Right.
那从州长宣布我们进入第二个阶段以来呢，已经有一周的时间过去了。
So how's it going? How's the first week going right now?
It's with more reopening of businesses and activities and how we're contacting each other. Public Health Seattle King County is warning that the risk for infection has increased.
那由于人们开始有更多的互相接触，随着不断的开放一些企业的重新进入第二阶段的开放呢，人们开始有更多的接触。那西雅图金县呢已经开始有一些警告说，一些病毒感染的病例的一些危险性正在提高。
And yep, public health has already noticed an increase in cases in the past 2 weeks.
那公共卫生部门呢已经注意到了，在过去两周内的感染率呢有所提高。
So do we have any policies or new strategies facing that issue?
那我们现在有没有什么政策或者办法来面对这个问题呢？
Well, public health is recommending we continue doing what we've been doing. It really helped reduce the curve in the first phases.
那现在我们有关部门的政策呢，是我们继续做我们现在正在执行的政策。那这个对并且采取一些使这个病毒爆发的曲线下降的一些措施。
And I want to say, the recent cases too, the increase are coming from all areas of the county, and the largest increase in new cases is in young adults, 20 to 40 years old, and Seattle residents.And other areas of King County. At this point, there's no specific risk factor as a cause of this increase, but it is concerning.
那现在呢，就是各地都有一些新增的病例在我们州哈。那么基本上增加最多的人群呢是在年轻人当中，20到30岁这个年龄组群当中。现在还没有一个具体的因素能够具体解释这种确切的原因。
Thank you, Louis. Thank you, Mary. And the second question goes after about we entered in phase 2. So currently before we're going to the stage 4 reopening, what kind of business are open right now and what are remaining closed?
那对于华盛顿州分四个阶段重新开放的这样政策呢，我们金县已经进入了第二个阶段。那具体来说，现在哪些业务已经开放，哪些仍然处于关闭状态呢？
So what is open now is manufacturing, new construction, real estate, offices, but telework is still strongly recommended.
那我们现在重新开放的呢，是有一些工厂、一些房地产、一些办公室，但是呢，有一些部门呢还是被就是强烈建议仍然保持关闭。
And hair, nail salons, barbershops, Retail restaurants and other businesses now have twice the capacity, but but they still have to limit the number of people.
那比方说一些美甲、美发、美容院、沙龙这些单位、这些企业呢，商业机构呢，他们可以重新开放，他们可以增加两倍的，就是客户的容量，但是呢，他们是还是要严格的限制人流。
Oh, restaurants and bars are at 50% capacity, or they can have outdoor dining. Some playgrounds are now open, but you have to check their rules.
那饭店呢？餐厅也可以有一半的原来就是客户容量的一半可以开放。游乐场有一些开，有些还没有开，需要具体去看当地游乐场的一些政策。
Thank you, Louis. So we've already entered into the phase two, and what are the health requirements for residents in the phase two in King County?
那我们已经进入了第二阶段，那在我们金县第二阶段健康的要求是哪些呢？
The health requirements are still the same. The only tools that we have right now and that have helped slowed Washington infection rates are the same five practices. Wear a mask when you're around others. Stay 6 feet apart. Limit our exposures and visits with others. Wash your hands often or use hand sanitizer. And get tested if you have symptoms or you've been around somebody who has positive COVID.
那我们这第二阶段的健康要求和过去是一样的。我们现在能够减慢这个病毒传播的工具呢，还是跟原来一样有五个工具，就是要戴口罩，然后人的距离与他人的距离保持6英尺，然后呢减少去访问朋友、探亲访友，然后要勤洗手，用洗手液消毒洗手。最后呢，就是要如果你当你发觉自己有症状的时候，要尽快的去检查测试。
感谢陆一。The next question would be, basically, we know the general policy or health requirement is mentioned as above. Is there anything specific that we want to keep in mind when we go to a restaurant right now, because we know some are open, go to a barber shop, or go to travel, even for that?
那刚刚感谢您向我们介绍了一些整体的要求。那具体来说，当我们去购物或者去餐厅吃饭，或者去理发店或者去旅行的时候，我们要记住哪些健康方面的要求呢？
Again, keep those five practices in mind. Don't travel if you're not feeling well. You don't want to expose for yourself. You want to wear a mask when you're around others, and that includes while you're traveling.You want to try and keep your distance as much as possible and limit the amount of time that you are talking or near other people. And again, wash your hands as often as you can. Use hand sanitizer. That will protect you and kind of reduce the amount of virus that you're exposed to.
具体来说，我们仍然要执行刚刚五个措施，那尽量减少不必要的旅行，那也不要和他人有近距离的接触，要戴好口罩。如果你跟别人有近距离的时候，要至少保持六个英尺或者以上，或者限制一些近距离的交流谈话。那还是要勤洗手，勤消毒，用消毒液洗手，这是能够最大限度减少病毒可能性的最好的办法。
Okay, thank you, Louis.So travel is still not encouraged right now due to COVID-19. That I want to really stress at this moment. 所以就是我简单说一下，就是除了我们可能要依然遵循我们以上涉及到的这五条建议之外呢，还是尽量现在不要去 travel， 因为我们知道国内的航班虽然没有受到限制，那鉴于说国内现在疫情的形势呢，还是尽量大家把这些个旅行的计划尽量延迟。My next question would be, as Governor Jay Inslee ordered mandatory wearing of mask, he already mentioned it's medical level mask, but I want to put that in. So why do you think it is necessary to do so?
那我们的州长 Jay Inslee 呢，下令强制戴口罩或者戴医用的口罩，强制戴口罩。那么您认为为什么会有必要要这么做呢？
our experience seems to show that wearing face masks is a very effective way if you combine it with hand washing and physical distancing. It helps control the different ways you can be exposed, and that includes the droplets or aerosols when we speak.
那以我们的经验来说呢，戴口罩是非常有用的。如果同时你与勤洗手，或者跟别人保持6英尺以上的距离，这两点相结合，戴口罩会显得非常有用，在消减病毒的传播或者暴露于病毒这个人群中这种可能性，以及减少就是飞沫的在空气当中的传播，戴口罩都是一个很有用的办法。
And using all of these practices, including wearing a mask, has helped us in King County bring down the infection rates and deaths. And Asian countries have had high rates of face mask use early in the pandemic. They have had better success squashing the virus and keeping economies going.
那我们泾县呢，由于我们采取了鼓励人们戴口罩或者保持距离、社交距离这样一个方法，这个呢非常有效的降低了我们的感染率和死亡率。那一些亚洲国家由于他们采取这样的措施比较早，所以他们也显示出了这个方面的很成功的一个范例，以及能够减少病毒的传播，并且能够尽早的恢复经济，都是很有效。
Thank you, Mary. 感谢路易。So speak of wearing face mask, is there anything specific that you want to introduce to our listeners, maybe the type of the product and the instructions of wearing mask, like how long one can last long?
那么至于这个戴口罩的问题，不知道您有没有给我们的听众一些具体的建议呢？比方说戴什么样子的口罩或者戴多久比较合适呢？
The medical masks, the N95, of course, is the, top of the line, and that so far is still reserved for healthcare workers. But the face masks, the cloth face masks that folks are wearing that have a filter in them, a lot of homemade masks, those seem to help as well. And it's recommended that you wash those masks, especially if you're wearing them all day long or switch them out during the day. You can wash them in regular soap and water. Not the N95, but the homemade masks. Wash in soap and water and put in the dryer. And you can reuse those.
那么现在说呢，还是医用口罩，还有 N95 这口罩当然是效果是最好的。但是这个呢，还是建议给医护人员优先的要使用那样的专业口罩。那么一些家庭自制的一些布的口罩也是非常有效的。如果你戴了一整天或者你中间换过，那么建议你可以用肥皂加水，就是一些家庭自制的布口罩。像布制的口罩都可以在水和肥皂洗好以后把它干洗，那你就又可以重复使用。
Okay, back to business. 感谢路易。Thank you, Mary. I highly suggest it to use a dryer not only on your reused face mask maybe, but also use it on your outfit, especially you spend a whole lot of time outside right now. What I've been acknowledged is for a medical face mask, if you could, do not reuse it. The longest period of time you can use it for one, it's maybe 4 hours or 5 at the most.
那么我们刚刚主持人说呢，他说他在办公室和室外都戴一些口罩。那么他的建议就是如果你使用医用口罩呢，最好是不要不可以重复使用它 ，especially 就特别是你已经用过了4-5个小时，那就不要重复使用，会比较没有效果。
I don't have the answer for that. Our access to personal protective equipment was so limited that we really have focused on face coverings.So I would have to refer you to other medical practitioners for the N95 length of time you can wear those.
那Mary 说她说她对自己个人在这方面呢她也不是非常确认，由于我们现在这个医用口罩的资源还是有限的，所以呢她就建议我们还是用一个就是普通口罩也可以。那么至于N95 这个口罩用多少年，她可以她说建议去问一些专业的人士。
感谢路易。我们进一段广告之后稍事回来，我们和 Mary 继续了解一下 King County COVID-19 的现状。谢谢。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
Seattle House 即将预售，临近 Amazon Sphere， 专设50000尺精心设计的配套设施空间，5分钟步行生活社区，请访问 seattlehouse.com 或致电206-535-8075获得优先预览信息。
我爱数字的影响力，我说的是2020年人口普查，每10年一次的普查就是要统计住在美国的每个人，根据这些数据分配每年6750亿的公共资金。我只要回答几个问题，就能影响分配给学校和修建道路的资助，这些数据自然也会提高我们在政府里的代表程度。全体一起参与，我们的社群就能更强大。充满影响力的数字，谁能不爱呢？你我未来由此展开。请上2020census.gov 完成普查。本广告由美国人口普查局提供。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
Welcome back， 欢迎大家回来继续收听星期五晚上的专家论坛。今天我们邀请到的是 King County 的 Communications Specialist Mary Redborn。
Hello.
我们要翻译这段吗？不用的话，那我继续了。Okay, so continuing, we're going to discuss about the status of COVID-19 right now in King County. So most frequently asked question, one of them will be the testing locations and testing requirement. Is there any guidance that we may have to provide to our listeners how they can get a testing, maybe from their family?Doctors or where are the testing locations will be?
那现在新冠病毒这个爆发的期间呢，可能我们的听众最关心的问题之一呢，就是我们怎么样去得到测试呢？比方说我们必须要经过哪些条件或者要求？比如我们要是否需要得到我们家庭医生的推荐？有没有这方面的指导给我们听众呢？
Yes, there. First, King County has in language Mandarin and Cantonese on their King County COVID site. But King County is now recommending that anyone who has COVID-19 symptoms, or if you've had contact with someone who has tested positive, that you should get a test right away.
那我们进线呢，在我们的 官方的卫生公共卫生网站上，我们有多种语言的这个资源支持，比方说有普通话，有广东话，在 COVID-19 这个网站上。那我们现在的建议是对患有COVID-19 就新冠病毒症状，或者你曾经与新冠病毒有这个有症状的人有过密切接触的人呢，都需要立刻进行检查。
If you have a doctor, contact them for a referral. But there are also free test sites in King County.
那如果你有家庭医生呢，请你家庭医生的给你一个推荐到哪里去检查。如果你没有家庭医生呢，也有一个免费的检测点。
Testing as soon as possible after the symptoms appear is really important because you can prevent you accidentally spreading it to family, friends, or your community.
出现症状以后尽快进行测试是非常非常重要的，因为这个有助于防止把 COVID 病毒再去传给家人、朋友或者你的社区。
And call your healthcare provider or the testing site if you have fever or chills, cough, you're having a hard time breathing, you have fatigue and muscle aches, really bad headaches, a loss of taste or smell. There are a lot of symptoms that could be COVID.
那你如果出现以下一些症状，比方说发烧、怕冷，或者肌肉疼痛、头痛，喉咙痛，或者有味觉或者嗅觉的丧失，那你就应该立刻进行去测试。你去可以打你家庭医生，也可以打电话给一些测试的点、测试站。
Especially older people over 60 or 65 and people with other health conditions.Should be very careful about these symptoms and getting tested.
那尤其是对于60或者65岁以上的人，或者你有其他的一些疾病的年纪大的人呢，你要特别的小心。如果你有了这些症状，应该更加快的去检测。
And if you've had close contact for more than 15 minutes with someone who has the virus, that's also a reason to get tested.
如果你有其他有新冠病毒这个得病的人有接触在15分钟以上，那你也应该去马上检测自己的病毒情况。
And if you think you have COVID, really stay away from others and get tested.
如果你怀疑自己可能有新冠病毒呢，一定要更保持自我隔离，不要去与其他人接触，并且立刻进行测试。
And we also, King County also has resources to help find a doctor or clinic also if you need one.
那我们金县呢也可以帮你有这样的资源来帮你找一个医生或者找一个诊所进行测试。
There are many locations for COVID testing in King County. They're located in Auburn, Bellevue, Duval, Federal Way, Kent, Renton, Seattle, Vashon Island. And they're open to anyone who cannot access a COVID-19 test through their regular healthcare provider.
那么我们金县的测试站呢也是非常的多，在 Bellevue, 在西雅图，在 Melbourne, 在 Kent 很多地方都有，那也有一些其他测试点给没有家庭医生的人都可以去检查。
And they offer language interpretation also at all locations at no cost.
那我们也有提供免费的翻译，可以帮需要语言帮助的人来进行翻译。
If you have any questions at all, and again, you can access in language, just call 206-477-3977, 7 days a week, 8 to 7 p.m.
那如果你有任何的问题呢，你都可以打电话，这个是可以选择你自己的语言。你就是打电话206-477-3977，那206-477-3977，那这个电话是一周七天，每天早晨八点到晚上七点都是可以打通拨打。
Thank you, Louis. Thank you, Mary, for answering that question. A lot of information, but I want to highlight some of the answers that was mentioned above. So speaking of the current locations of COVID-19 testing, where can we get that information, get that location online? Like if I just Google testing locations in Washington, or do we look into the Washington State government website?
那么刚刚呢，感谢Mary 给我们提供这么多信息。那么我们再提及一些重要的信息。如果我们想要去查找这些刚刚您提到的这些测试点，那么我们想怎样去寻找这些资源呢？是在网站上寻找还是 Google Search 呢？
You can Google King County testing site COVID testing, or just go to the kingcounty.gov COVID. There is a map.There's a list of the sites, and if you call that phone number, they can also tell you where the nearest site is for you.
那么这个有两个方法，你确实可以 Google 上面查找金县 testing site， 也可以就查找这些信 COVID-19 的 test site， 这个测试点，或者呢，你可以到我们金县政府的一个官方网站，然后你进去以后就是 King County， .gov 这样一个官方网站进去，它也有一个测试点的网页，那上面还有地图，有电话，如果你打这个电话呢，它也可以告诉你离你最近的测试点在哪里。
感谢 Louis. Thank you, Mary. So a lot of kids have been staying at home for months after the school has been paused and closed. Do you have any information about the school reopening and the in-person instruction in the fall this year?
那么自从大爆发以来呢，孩子们在学校也就是关掉了，然后他孩子们在家里已经学习几个月了。那您是否有关于任何学校在秋季重新开放，就是面授课，就是再回到学校去上课这样方面的任何的信息给我们呢
？Well, one piece is summer camps are open for the state guidelines.
OK, 我们有一个信息呢，就是夏令营，就是我们县的这些，我们 King County 金县的夏令营呢，会根据州长的这些重开的这个步骤来进行有序的重开。
But public health does not work directly with schools on the reopening, but the governor has released the state's plan to possibly reopen schools in the fall.Plan follows the state's safe start phased approach to reopening on a county by county basis.
那么我们公共卫生部门呢，没有和学校是有直接的合作关系，但是这我也知道这个学校呢重开的步骤呢会根据就是州长的重开步骤，在安全的前提下，有序的有步骤的重开。
There are work groups throughout the education system, the state and local schools, planning how the state guidance will be applied in their districts and their schools. And we will be hearing from schools as they get closer to reopening and as their counties respond to phase two.
那么我知道有专门的工作人员呢，也是在跟学校里紧密联系，在讨论如何把州长的重开的步骤呢贯彻到学校的计划中去。那么当学校准备就是比较接近重开的这个计划以后呢，你也会从学校方面得到有关的信息。
感谢 Louis. Thank you, Mary. Next question, I guess, will be long, but we can give a general idea first because we may have another commercial break in between. That would be the stay-home order is over and most people are still at home, but since the parks are opened already and people are still going out for grocery shopping, maybe take a walk and walking their dogs, what is the suggestion for residents in King County to keep healthy?And prevent spreading the virus.
那么下一个问题呢，有一点点可能会有一点长，那么我们先聊着哈。那现在呢，居家令，州长的居家令呢已经结束了，但是大部分人呢仍然选择是待在家里。但是由于这个重开已经进入第二阶段，那有些人也慢慢会走出户外，走到户外去，采购东西，或者去遛狗，或者去公园散步。那么您有什么对我们的金县的居民有什么建议呢？我们怎样？在这个阶段仍然可以保持健康，并且防止病毒的传播。
Can we answer that question after we come back from the break, Mary, if you don't mind?
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
劳工与工商保险服务部 Labor in Industries LNI 负责保护 Washington 州的劳工安全。如果你在工作中受伤或罹患工作相关疾病， LNI 提供工商保险以支付多数 Washington 州劳工的医护治疗费用。如果你在工作中受伤，请告诉你的雇主，并且选择一位医生接受治疗。致电免付费电话877-561-3453，使用你偏好的语言与本部门联络，以确认你的索赔案件已经收到，并且尽可能安全且快速的复制。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰一站到底，芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、 Comcast 有线电视、 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回来继续收听每两个周五晚上的专家论坛，我是主持人 Alani。 今天呢，很荣幸请到的是嘉宾，来自 King County 的 Communication Specialist Mary Redburn、was our interpreter， 我们的翻译，同时实时在线录音，感谢两位。那刚刚我们提到的问题是说，尽管说stay at home order 已经结束了，但是大部分人仍然选择继续在家，因为我们还有很多人在家里面工作。那为了防疫呢，可能大家会选择一些简单的娱乐项目，由于公园已经开放了，然后部分的这个堂食也可以提供大家就餐。那有哪些注意事项是尽量能够让大家维持在一个健康的状态呢？ Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.Staying at home is still the best way to prevent the spread of the virus. But if you go out, limiting your contact helps. You can visit a few friends. We like to say your 5 A-list friends, your B-list friends can wait till the next week. Stay at a distance, no contact, lots of hand washing, you know, visit but eat from separate food containers. It helps keep your spirits up and you can protect yourself.
那么现在这个阶段呢，待在家里还是最好的一个保护自我保护的方法。那如果你要走出去到去拜访朋友呢，也是可以的，但是呢就不要人很多。如果你有超过5个朋友呢，聚会你可以再选择下一周去访问部分的人，就是一次不要见太多的人。那还是要跟别人保持社交距离，就是那个6英尺，要保持6英尺以上的社交距离，然后要勤洗手。然后你如果大家在一起聚餐呢，每个人要用自己单独的一份就是用餐的工具，这个还是一个非常重要的要注意的地方。
And try to spend time outdoors. If you are hiking or walking, you know, staying, you know, a distance from other people, wearing a mask, it looks like staying outdoors really does help reduce your exposure to virus.So it's a great time in the summer to be out, get your sunlight, and still be healthy.
那现在也是鼓励大家去进行一些室外活动，如果你要去散步或者要去徒步走旅行也都是可以，但是呢一定要保持这个社交距离，一定要戴口罩。那也就是说可以享受阳光，这也会帮助我们就是精神上更加健康和愉悦。那也如果你注意安全注意的防范的好的话呢，也是可以减少对病毒的这个接触的可能性的。
And when you get back, wash your hands often and before you touch anything else.
那如果你从外面回来呢，就要赶紧洗手啊，不要再碰接触其他东西之前呢，一定要先洗手。
感谢 Louis, thank you, Mary. Is there anything specific that you want to share with the listeners where you think it's necessary for us to know about COVID-19 in King County right now?
那现在你还有什么其他的具体的信息想跟我们的听众分享呢？有关于这个新冠病毒的情况？
Well, again, we're very concerned about seeing increasing infection rates among 20 to 40 year olds. So the more we can get our young folks to wear a mask and do social distancing, the best tools we still have are the big four. Wear a mask,limit your time around other people, stay outdoors or 6 feet apart, and wash your hands.
那现在我们非常关注的一个问题呢，就是20到40岁这个年龄阶段的人，这个病毒感染率的增加的这样有所增加这样一个情况。那么我们要鼓励年轻人，强烈建议这年轻人一定要戴口罩，要保持社交距离，要尽量减少这个社交活动的时间。或者要就是勤洗手，就是那五个方法在年轻人当中一定要尽力的推广。
And be very careful about misinformation. We're hearing a lot of stories from different communities about garlic or herbs or medicines for COVID-19. There is no proven preventative or cure yet. And there is some data that having vitamin D in your system is helpful, so this summer is a good thing.
那大家对一些不真实的虚假的信息一定要加以鉴别。我听说有一些社区的人在说吃一些草药、中药或者一些大蒜之类的东西对病毒的传播是就是可以抑制病毒，那这些呢还是没有科学根据的。但是如果你可以补充维生素 D 呢，这个也是有好处，因为在夏天我们也可以多晒一些太阳来补充维生素 D。
andBe really careful about COVID scams, too. They are everywhere. And the Washington State Attorney General's office has, you know, on their website, you can check and see if something that somebody's trying to sell you or get you to donate to, or whatever, if it sounds too good to be true, check it out.
那么还有关于病毒新冠病毒的一些谣言呢，也是要大家要小心。那也有一些律师事务所都说，哎，有人来要卖给你一些东西，或者要你捐一些东西。那如果他们的说法听上去都好像非常的有吸引力，那你一定要加以鉴别，有可能会是谣言，就是。
And to be because now people are so stressed out.They're lonely, they're having a hard time. There's been a lot going on. And being kind to others is good for your health and can help with those feelings too. And those feelings are real. So reaching out to a friend or a spiritual advisor or call our health lines can help. That we also have mental health resources. And we have operators at the Crisis Connections that can also work with you in language.
那现在这段时间很多人都有一些紧张、孤独、一些焦虑、一些心理问题，那最近呢发生各种各样的事情也特别多，所以我们要对别人怀有善良之心。你可以也去跟朋友打电话，或者呢寻求一些精神导师的帮助，那我们也有一些心理专家的辅导，那我们也有一个危机处理部门来给你提供你所需要的语言的这样一种咨询。
And we have been getting a question, is there a penalty for not wearing a face covering or will you get a ticket? We hope that most people will wear a face covering to protect the health of their community, themselves, and their friends and loved ones. The state does have a misdemeanor for not wearing a face covering, but the King County Sheriff's Office is more interested in informing and educating folks and enforcing this.
Now, 现在也有一个问题，就是说有人在问，如果我没有戴口罩的话，会不会吃罚单或者被罚款？那现在呢，我们还是很就是建议，就是建议你自己戴口罩，也鼓励你的亲人朋友们自己戴口罩。那这个不戴口罩呢，确实是一个不好的行为，但是我们还是会以教育为主。还是没有一些强制的，就是一定强制的措施，还是以教育劝导为主。
And not everybody is able to wear a face covering. People with disabilities, deaf folks who need to have their face visible so they can communicate, and then people with health concerns. So if you see someone without a face covering, please give them the benefit of the doubt and respect their decision to not wear one.
那也不是每个人都可以戴上口罩，比方有一些残障人士，一些聋哑人士，他们需要面部表情的交流，来进行面部表情来进行交流，所以也有一些人他有健康问题，呼吸问题等等。那么如果你看到一个成年人没有戴口罩呢，请你就是给他们尊重，就是要看他们是否有具体的原因，还是要尊重他们的选择。
And...King County is helping everyone get a face mask, including businesses. And again, there's information on the website, or if you call our line, we can direct you to how to order those through your community or faith-based organization.
那金县呢，是给每个人，也包括一些企业，提供了口罩的这个资源的信息，那如果你打我们的热线电话，那去那个电话里呢，会有人告诉你如何进行采购这方面的帮助。
And another big concern we've had with COVID is the anti-Asian and other COVID-related discrimination. So, viruses can start anywhere, and Asian Americans have been reporting terrible experiences of racism.And black men and women are also concerned about and experiencing racist behavior too. So King County has a way they're collecting reports about bias. And you can find that again, that information. You can call us through that phone line or look, Google stopping racism fueled by COVID-19 fear.
那么我们还有一个非常大的关注的点呢，就是一些反亚裔的这个相关的歧视问题。因为那么病毒呢可以从世界任何地方发生，但是呢也在我们这个金县呢，一些亚裔的人群也受到了，就是有人就是有很多的案人汇报说亚裔的社区会有一些人。因为病毒而歧视亚裔，那一些非裔的也受到了这些种族的歧视，由于病毒的问题。那如果你有这样的遭遇呢，你可以打电话，这个就是关于 COVID-19 亚裔歧视这个歧视方面的这个反对种族歧视的这个电话热线，也可以得到相关的咨询和帮助。
Yeah, these are times for people, and they're tips for talking to your children about race and bias Again, just helping with stress and everything else that comes with COVID.
那网上呢也有很多的这些培训或者一些 training 的一些资料，告诉你怎么样帮你的孩子跟你的孩子交流，怎么样舒缓压力，或者怎么样面对有可能遭遇到的歧视这样一种场合，来给孩子一些疏导和建议。
感谢 Louis, thank you, Mary. My last question would be for mental health instructions, because people are still staying at home and working from home, lack of communications, connections with friends and family. Is there any health care for mental health that is provided from the government level for King County?
那我这边最后一个问题呢，是关于精神健康指导方面的问题。那由于现在很多人呢还是待在家里，大家精神上呢都受到了一些挑战考验。那么作为从政府的层面上来说，有没有这样在精神方面的指导提供给我们市民呢？
Yes, the crisis connections online will connect you with an interpreter, and that number is 866-427-4747.
有我们政府呢有一个就是危机联系热线电话，那这个电话是866-427-4747，866-427-4747，那你可以打这个电话得到这个专业的支持。
好，感谢陆一，感谢听众朋友们今天的收听。Thank you so much for Mary attending our show tonight and providing a lot of valuable information for listeners. 今天的节目呢就到这里结束。如果大家有问题或者是有咨询的话，可以拨打我们节目中提到的咨询热线。
Oh, thank you very much. 谢谢。
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Good to speak with you. Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
Me too.